going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. BG Day, the BG Live pre-party at the Great American Pub in Phoenixville, brought to you by Miller Lite. Joining us now, the first coach to ever win the Super Bowl as coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Coach Doug Peterson, joins us now for BG Day. Coach, thank you for giving us some of your time today.
Oh, you bet. You bet. I'm honored to call in and talk a little bit about BG.
Dougie P, what's up, brother?
What is going on, man?
You know what, Doug? Jack and I were talking earlier. We never think about the fact that you and Ike were actually teammates for a year. Do you have any, before we get to BG?
Oh, here God. We go.
Well, do you have any Ike memories as the player, Ike?
Ike was a stud, man. He was obviously a great linebacker, good special teams player, just an all around great teammate, man. We had some good. Didn't have a great year that first year, but man, we had some fun times.
We did, Coach. I appreciate the kind words. Don't let them bait you into telling you anything.
Well, you never know. You know.
I'll keep it above board.
Yeah, for now. So, yeah. Coach, you know, do you still, you know, you as part of the you know, legendary team, the first Eagles team to win the Super Bowl, do you still run into Eagles fans here and there? And if so, like, what is that experience like for you?
You know, living down here in Jupiter, Florida, there's a ton of Eagle fans around this city and around this part of the country down here. Whether, you know, playing golf or just out in the community having dinner, you're always going to run into an Eagles fan or somebody that's visiting down here. And they're obviously very appreciative of that first Super Bowl. And they bring up a lot of great memories. In fact, my wife and I were just in Philadelphia this past weekend for a wedding. And we stayed downtown there. It was fun. It was fun to run into a lot of fans and people remembered that first one and you feel proud, you feel honored to have represented that city and that organization to, get them that championship. It's very special to me.
What was it like for you, Coach, to watch this team this past year? Obviously, they went to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago and lost to Kansas City, but watching this team this year, Saquon being here, watching Jalen have the year he had, did you draw anything from watching this team this year win it to the way you guys did it back in 17?
Yeah, you know, obviously I brought the Jaguars there, I think, in week three this past year and played an Eagles team that we felt early in the season, if you're going to beat this team, you got to beat them early, and they ultimately, you know, won that game that day. But you know, I saw the improvement watching them all season long and how Jalen really, I think Jalen took that team from a leadership standpoint on his shoulders and led that football team. Now the addition of Saquon was tremendous and having that type of run game that they had. And you know, I just think they learned from you know, the Super Bowl that they lost a couple years ago. And those guys were hungry. They were determined. You know, Nick did a great job of just leading that team as well. And just the right guys, had the right guys there. And you know, obviously today is BG Day, and he was one of those guys, you know, that could lead that football team. And just like he did in, 17-18 when we won the championship that year.
Yeah, and we'll get to you with BG. I want to ask you one quick thing about Jalen, because you just mentioned him. You guys drafted him back in 20. Watching Jalen develop from his early days as a rookie to you seeing where he's at now, he's been to the Super Bowl twice and now has won a Super Bowl. I'm trying to figure out the right way to phrase the question, but I know you got to be happy. I wanted to say proud, but how happy are you to watch his development at the quarterback position and what he has become since you guys saw what you saw on him back in 2020?
You know, for me, there's no surprise. There is no surprise for me that he's been able to lead that team, that organization. You know, obviously the success they've had to win a championship. It's the same things we saw and what I saw in him coming out of college, whether he was at Alabama, Oklahoma. You know, he's got a pedigree that is a winning pedigree, and he's the type of guy and type of player that's going to put in the hard work, the things you talk about as a coach. He's the one that does it, and you know, the guys respond to that, and they appreciate that from him. And just watching him grow the last couple of years, and you know, again, let's just talk about Saquon and Jalen Hurts together. I mean, that's what a quarterback wants, right? A quarterback wants the running game where you don't have to put it on your shoulders to win it every game throwing the football, and that's what the Eagles did this past year, and it took a lot off of Jalen, but at the same time, when the plays needed to be made, he made them, and that's what champions do, that's what winners do, and that's who Jalen is.
Talking to former Eagles head coach Doug Peterson on BG Day. Doug, to talk to you about Brandon Graham, I want to ask you first about the player on the field, and then we can talk about what he was like, you know, as a leader off the field. On the field, what do you remember best about Brandon as a player for you?
I think the biggest thing for me as the head coach, you know, for the 5 years that I was there, was the fact that he was available every single day. Meaning he showed up to work every single day, ready to practice, ready to get better, ready to lead his football team, and would do anything you'd ask him to do. If we needed somebody to play special teams, he could play special teams. That's what he did early in his career. If he had to play, you know, a three technique or a shade, he could do that. If you put him out on an end, come off the edge, he could do that. I mean, just a selfless individual, put his teammates first over himself, and that's who he is. That's the type of player you want to build an organization around, and BG epitomized that, and that's what I appreciate about him, was the fact that every single day he was the same guy, and he had a smile on his face. I mean, you guys know him. He had a smile on his face. He was, you know, joking around. He was having a good time at practice or during games, and he loved to talk, and that's who he is, and that's what I remember the most about him.
The funny thing about BG is he'll have a smile on his face even when he's mad.
Yeah,
you know, exactly, like that. Right. There will be opportunities where he is pissed off, but he's still doing it with a smile on his face. So he has figured
exactly
out the way to deliver that. It does seem, too, as his career has gone on, he has taken on more and more of a leadership role, you know, not just with his contemporaries, but with young players as well. Did you see that developing in the half a decade you were here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, that's the type of player that he is. He was always teaching and leading the young guys. You know, we had Josh Sweat as a young player, you know, coming in. And you know, Derek Barnett was a young player at the time, the year we won the Super Bowl. These guys like that. And just over the course of the 5 years that I was there, just watching BG really embrace these guys and lead them. And showing them what it's like to be a professional athlete and what it takes and, you know, the sacrifice it takes and just a great person that way, with some of those young players that you bring onto your team and watching his career, you know, obviously close up and then again from afar, he's the same person day in, day out.
And Doug, you got to see BG from when they drafted him. So you saw him early in his career, as you was a part of Coach Reed's staff back then. You got to see him young and develop into the player that he became when you got a chance to coach him. His maturity level and his leadership and that development from a coach's perspective, the importance of, I guess, those are some of the qualities you see in a player when you draft them, but I would imagine being able to stick with a player and believing in those qualities and traits in a guy is a little bit rewarding for a coach when you watch those things develop in him the way they did in BG. BG had some traits in him early that I'm sure the staff saw in him, but to watch him those things develop as career went on, I'm pretty sure that had to be rewarding as a coach to see.
Yeah, Ike, it was great to see as a coach. You know, you remember early back in his early days too. I mean, there were days when, you know, sometimes you wouldn't think he was going to make it, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, things were stacked against him a little bit early in his career, and you know, but here's a guy that continued to work and really, as you mentioned, mature and grow as an athlete, grow as a person, not only on the field but off the field as well, with the leadership, you know, obviously there. And then I get a chance to come back as the head coach and coach him as a head coach and just see the growth and the maturity and the level of professionalism that BG, you know, brought to the team. And you know, the 5 years that I was there, just watching that and then just continuing to watch. And then I've had, you know, when I was in Jacksonville, you know, we had two opportunities to come back and play the Eagles and to see him from the other sideline, he's the same guy. And he's battled adversity, you know. You don't get to the top, you don't win championships without adversity, and he's battled it physically and obviously mentally and emotionally and all that. But again, he's worked himself into that type of player, and so his career is what the city of Philadelphia is. It's what the Eagles organization is, and he's been great at it his entire career.
Doug Peterson with us, former Eagles head coach. Let me take you back to the Super Bowl and the strip sack itself. Now, I remember the first time I was on an NFL field during the game on the sideline. I was stunned at how little you can see, like on the sideline, because you don't think, when you're watching on TV or in the stands, you see everything. But when you're on the field, everything's flat.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's very hard to see, you know, across the sideline or whatever. When the strip sack happened, did you see it? Did you just know what happened based on the reaction from everybody? What was that moment for you?
Well, initially, I didn't realize that BG had jumped inside and got over the guard. That was the first thing I did not see that. I was I was, you know, obviously hearing the defensive call and making sure the guys were, you know, in the right spots and all that. But then when the ball was snapped being an offensive coach, you kind of watch kind of the offensive team and how the play kind of develops against the defense. That's just where my eyes typically go. But there was a flash in the backfield, and next thing I saw, I looked back and Tom was getting hit. And it was BG that got the strip sack. He a great move on the guard and was able to get himself back there and get his hand, you know, get his hand on Tom's arm and knock that ball loose. And then Derek Barnett was able to pick it up and big turnover, and obviously, you know, helped us win that game. But huge play. I mean, huge play in that game where BG was able to use his athleticism, his strength, his power, his size at that time, to really, you know, push the pocket and get an edge and eventually, you know, get the ball out of Tom's hands.
A regular debate on this show, Coach Peterson, this is very important, is what is the bigger play, the Philly special or the strip sack? Now, if I had to ask you, Doug Peterson, Coach Doug Peterson, of that team, what was the bigger play?
Are those
what
the
would
only
your
two
answer
plays
be?
I get to pick?
Well, those are the only two. We're only giving you those two.
You know, I would throw in a third. I would throw in the other fourth and one at like the minus 35-yard line.
Yes, big decision, buddy.
Where we hit Ertz for a first down. We went on to score that drive and give us the lead. But you know, I honestly, the Philly special is a great play, and it's going to go down in history as one of the greatest plays in Super Bowl history. And I'm very proud of that and the way the team, you know, rallied and the way we executed. But really, I think in the biggest moment to really ice our game, in that moment, you gotta look at that strip sack and what happened. You know, it led to a field goal, which put us up 8 points. And so, you know, with under 2 minutes to go in that football game. So to me, you know, as coaches, we talk to players all the time. You never know when the play is coming to you. Make the plays that come your way. And BG made a play that came his way. Now, the Philly special, those guys made a play as well. So I'd have to go BG, strip sack, one, and then a close 1A Philly special.
I like it.
I have the other side. Coach.
That's the quarterback.
I got a defensive guy sitting in the room. There, so I have to go with the defense. Come on.
I like it.
Coach, just a quick question personally. You know, the NFL coach lifestyle seems absolutely excruciating to me. I mean, it's just a constant cycle of coaching and tape and preparation, and it never ends. Are you able to take this time and, like, breathe a little bit, like, not being in that cycle for the first time in a very long time?
You know, we just came through the NFL draft, and I wanted to put on tape and watch college players and, you know, this, that, and the other, but I was able to also just kind of pull away and relax and just kind of enjoy it, just look at it from afar and just watch everything kind of unfold and probably look at it more from a fan's perspective, I think, than anything else. You know, you're right. The coaching profession is not easy. You know, the hours are long during the regular season and you put in a lot of time to try to win a football game and then obviously coach the guys, you know, during the week, and get them prepared that way as well. And, you know, and the biggest thing too that I can appreciate with the teams in Philadelphia and even the teams in Jacksonville for me is that, you know, players can see through coaches, right? And I always wanted to be one of those coaches that was very honest and open and transparent and you know, roll up my sleeves and go to work with those guys. And if they can believe in that and you give them a constant message each and every day, you know, they're going to fight for you. And that team in, you know, 2017-18 to win that championship, it was a great football team that way. They fought for each other. They fought for me. They fought for that coaching staff, the organization. And much like the team this past year, you know, you could see it, you know, with that Eagles team, how they pulled for one another and played for one another. And, and ultimately won a championship again. So it is a grind, but this time of year has been good to just step away and spend time with family and enjoy our grandbabies and see what comes next for myself.
Now that I think there must have been a
grandbabies.
You're not old enough for grandbabies. Come on, man.
Well, hold on. I got
oh yeah, kids. That's right. Oh yeah. All right. Yeah.
Easy over there.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Welcome to the granddad club.
Yeah.
There you go.
Coach,
we're getting old.
Yep.
If you don't mind me asking, when Carson got hurt that year, there must have been some doubt inside of you that you guys could still achieve that ultimate goal. How do you get past that? Like, how do you move on and just say we still have a job to do?
You know, that was a tough moment for the football team. Because Carson was playing extremely well that year and was having a heck of a season, you know, and was obviously in the conversation for MVP and all that year. And I think that was like, you know, gosh, I think it was like week 12 or 13. I think we won that game in LA, and I think we went to 11-2 after that. But you know what? It's part of the for me, why that team is so special, how they rallied around each other. And it was always, as you know, I mean, you've heard that before, it's always the next man up mentality. And the guys, you know, we lost Jason Peters that year. We lost Chris Maragos that year. We lost Darren Sproles that year. You know, Jordan Hicks that year. We lost, and then Carson Wentz. So we lost five key players that season. And still go on, you know, to win a championship. And the guys rallied around Nick Foles. Nick did a great job coming in and controlling the offense and leading the football team. But it wasn't about one guy. You know, it was about the entire football team. And we had some great leaders that year. And I think that's what makes it so special for me as the coach, being around a team that just gave of themselves, you know, for each player, and we were ultimately able to get it done.
Well, Coach, it was a great moment. I oftentimes tell the story. I was lucky enough to be at the ring ceremony because my dad made me his plus one. And after, I think it was after the rings, there was a line for ice cream. And I'll always remember seeing you in line, because I was in line as well for ice cream, and looking at you and saying, that is the happiest guy in the world. He just won the Super Bowl. He's in line. He got his ring. He's in line for ice cream. What a moment. And I don't think I've ever seen anybody happier in my life, Coach, than you were
at
that moment.
Two of my most favorite things, right? Ring and ice cream. And, I was happy that night. That's for sure.
That is for sure. Well, Coach Peterson, we appreciate you coming on today to talk about Brandon Graham and that year. And you're always a hero around here, man. So we appreciate it quite a bit.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Coach.
There he is.
Take care.
Doug Peterson. Man, I feel like I could talk to Coach Peterson about that year forever. You know what I mean? Because of all that happened that year, even him bringing up the other injuries, and it was just a year that, much like 22, by the way, a year that people did not expect.
Yeah.
You know, nobody expected that team to compete for a Super Bowl, and then all of a sudden they're the best team in the league.
Yeah.
You know, it was just a crazy evolution, and like just such a moment, I thought it was.
Yeah, and listen, Doug, man, Doug, my quarterback in 1999.
Yep.
And he was the starting quarterback for Andy Reid's first career win.
Yep.
We beat the Dallas Cowboys. I believe we beat them 14-10, I believe, in an ugly game. For Andy's first win in 1999, and Doug was the quarterback. Doug was our quarterback then. And then to come back to give us our first ever
Super Bowl
win. Man, Dougie P. And always, I don't say this a whole lot, but, his wife, my wife, pretty cool. His wife is still generous every year. Sends my wife school supplies
every
year for her students, because you know these teachers out there that may be listening, they know the state does not fund you enough to actually get the things you need to teach proper in class, or, you know, all those types of things. And so it can become expensive when you're coming out of pocket to get all the things you need to be an effective teacher. And Jeannie Peterson, as well as some other wives, Connie Dawkins, some other wives, Tam Trotter before she passed away, those were annual contributors to my wife and her aid of helping teaching and helping her out. So I know his wife sends school supplies every year. So I want to throw that out there. That's the familyhood of this thing of ours that we do, that goes past the years that we played the game together and those connections that remain.
That also prevents him from giving us any good Ike Reese player stories, by the way. Couldn't even give us one locker room story. Well, no, Ike walks around without a towel. Like,
right,
couldn't
right,
get
right.
that, you know?
No, here's the one thing I appreciate about Dougie P. He wasn't going to make up a story.
Nope.
And we only played together for a year.
Right.
So
right.
he only got to see me for that year in 99.
Yep. Jack.
I don't think I was doing anything wild at that point. I was just happy to be on the team.
Second year. Yeah. Yep. Well, Jack mentioned it to me. We were talking on the way over, and he said, you know, we never talk about Doug being on the same team as Ike. I was like, you're right.
Yeah.
But he didn't give us anything. Come on, coach. Give us something.
Well, he did give us a big answer. Officially
he
on the
did,
record.
Well,
when we overrated the Philly special, that was Doug's words.
There was no way, it wasn't his words.
Doug said overrated.
There was no way he was going to pick his play
on BG.
First off, it's Foles' play.
Well, hold on. I like the fact, no, he slid in his play.
The Zach Ertz
play.
The decision to go for it on fourth and one.
It's the most underrated play in Philadelphia sports.
Big balls.
He brought it up.
Big balls, Doug.
Yeah.
Big balls, Doug.
Fourth and one to Ertzy? Come on, man.
Yep. All right, 215-592.
God, that game was awesome. That game was awesome. This last Super Bowl, too, wasn't close enough.
It wasn't close enough.
But it was nice to not have a close game.
Wouldn't it have been better if it was close? 215-592-9494.
What did you remember?
Yeah. It is BG Day. We're the Great American Pub in Phoenix for the BG Live pre-party brought to you by Miller Lite. Miller Lite specials all day long. Coming up next, we will take your calls on BG and your BG memories, and we will talk about a team. It's a little bit hot.
Heating up
a little bit. That's the Philadelphia Phillies. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.